Good morning, y'all. It is 5:56 a.m. straight up on the East Coast. And I bet y'all wondering, Monica, what are you doing on Memorial Day? Well, happy Memorial Day to everyone. Hope you get to spend some time with your family and loved ones. And let's not forget what this day is about, because that's one of the main reasons why I'm here this morning, because it was a very eventful weekend. I was working on Love's Holiday, the prequel to Love's Holiday this weekend, and I had a little bit of breaks in between, some pauses. I went to the grocery store. I did a little bit of running around, errands, because, you know, my family's coming over today for Memorial Day barbecue. We call it burgers and wine, and I don't drink, but they do, so we all get together and we have like a really good time together. So I made deviled eggs, y'all, and they are so delicious. So today I got a new recipe, and it's my own, and I'm gonna share my barbecue sauce recipe with y'all as well. But let's start with the deviled eggs first, okay, y'all? I am so impressed. I just ate one. I know, at 5:56 a.m. I just ate one. So I boiled my eggs. I let them sit. Then I let them sit a little bit too long, and then the skin got a little bit tough. But, you know, the ones that broke apart, I ate those myself. So today, I just use mayonnaise, pink Himalayan pink salt. I think this, yes, Himalayan pink salt, pepper, heavy whipping cream, and mayonnaise, and a little bit of pickle juice. So when I use the pickle juice, I'm like, okay, I don't want it to get too tart, and I don't want it to be too sweet. So I usually use mustard, but I didn't use mustard this time. I just used the heavy whipping cream, and the mayonnaise, the pink Himalayan salt, a little tad bit of pickle juice. They were so good. And I like that the texture of it. Sometimes I like them smooth, but sometimes I like them chunky, you know. And my family, they loved it the last time we had burgers and wine. And so this time I made them again, like, and I have like a pan for myself, actually. And I also have a pan for the family. So I made like about 14 eggs. I think I ate about like 5. I love deviled eggs. Like, you cannot leave them around me. I have to like cover them up, put them away in the back of the fridge, because I will eat them all. I love eggs. And I also made barbecue chicken for myself. Like, I went and got some chicken legs, and so my mother put the food away, and I did not like how she put the food away, but I should have did it myself. So we froze them. We get like long packs, because it's just the two of us. So we get long packs, and we put them away. We put them in freezer bags, and sometimes I'll put like 5 in a pack or like 2 in a pack, but this time she put 4 small legs in a pack. And y'all know I don't eat like that anymore. I'm a big girl, but I don't eat like I used to, so it's like, you know, I slowed down a lot. And my mother gave me the best compliment today. She said that my skin looks so much better because I stopped eating carbs. And the only thing I do is I eat when I'm blind. I still eat my carbs. So, like, I still have pasta. I had pasta the other day. I had zudos. They were good. I don't think I will eat them again. I don't think I'm gonna eat zoodles and Alfredo again. Let me tell you, the mixture will have you praying to the concrete gods, y'all. But I made a nice barbecue sauce today, and I had barbecue sauce. I'm just gonna be all my recipes: barbecue sauce, a little rice wine vinegar, butter, garlic, chopped onions. It was so good. It was really good. I had to save my mother some. It's like I tried not to go back in there and eat another piece. So I said, I gotta let my mother taste this. And I used Sweet Baby Ray's. It was the best. So, okay. So, I'm only here for a little bit today because I have a lot to do. Plus, I gotta, like, grill early. Because my mother's boyfriend's coming over. And he is not staying long because he's not vaccinated. So as you all know, I am fully vaccinated. And that's why I wasn't on none last week, because I had things I had to take care of. And I got the shot, the second shot. And the second shot did absolutely nothing to me. Like, my arm was hurting. My arm still, you know, it's still kind of, you know, still kind of tight, if I could say that, tight. But only thing I was sleepy. I was exhausted. Like, Friday, only thing I did was sleep. And so we were supposed to go out Friday. But no, Saturday, we went out Saturday. And I told my cousin, I got up at noon. And it's funny because I did not eat all day. I just ate, like, crackers and cheese. And we went out, and I'm fine. Like, I wasn't expecting much, but, like, you know how they say, like, some people got, like, bad reactions to it. But the only thing that I was so tired. Like, the day off I got it, I was tired, but it really didn't affect me till the next day. So different strokes for different folks. My mom got her shot the same day I got mine. She's fine. She was talking about her arm was hurting the next day, but it wasn't hurting as bad as the first shot. You know, the second shot was fine. Everything is good. I have been coughing a little bit, but it's fine. Other than that, everything was good. I mean, I'm not up for debate because, you know, I don't debate people, but my thing is, if you're going to get it, get it. If you're not, you're not. Like, nobody's putting a gun to your head about not getting vaccinated. But you're not doing it only for yourself. You're doing it for your neighbors and your friends. And that's how come we're able to do burgers and wine and be together today, because we're all vaccinated. My family is fully vaccinated. And that's the reason why Jeff's coming over. But he's the only one of us that's not vaccinated. You know, even my niece is partially vaccinated. My niece is partially vaccinated. So it's just like my whole COVID pool. As is partially vaccinated, like, it's like my whole COVID pool is like the people that I've been around the whole time is partially vaccinated. I don't know about anybody else that I've been around other than the people that I've actually been with, but everyone was fully vaccinated. But like I said, if you're not, and if you're thinking about it, I suggest you do it. But, you know, I had COVID twice. I don't want to get it again, but you can still get it. You still have to be careful. But the cases aren't as bad. And I'm pretty much sure we're going to have to get a booster again. So, who knows, y'all. Let's just keep the faith. And pretty soon we'll be out of this thing. But COVID is still here. It was a busy weekend. But COVID is... And I know people are so happy to be out and about. But COVID, y'all, is still here. You know, it may not be as bad. But Dr. Fauci was talking about the variants. And the variants are bad. So, you guys have to be careful. There was so many people partying, clubbing. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't think I can do that anymore. I don't think I can be in a big, large setting anymore. You know, I don't think that I can do that anymore. I don't know. Okay, so I wrote up my show for last week when I was supposed to come on, but I did not. And I really didn't. I wrote up notes, but, you know, I'm just going to just jump right into something real quick. And I want y'all to go to my blog, dreamglamgoddess.com. That's dreamglamgoddess.com. dreamglamgoddess.com, and check out my new blog. It's called I'm Ready to Fall in Love Again. I'm writing a children's book. It's called Toby's Big Adventures, and it's going to be for kids, like preschool age and toddlers, for parents to read, for kids to read, to give them some kind of understanding of what's going on in the world. Like, Toby loves cicadas. So I have to write down about Toby and cicadas. And my friend Savannah, she has some chickens. And they hatched. Some of them didn't make it, so Toby's upset. So I have to write a book about that. So it's not going to be like Love's Holiday. It's going to be like the little pamphlets, like the little books, like, excuse me for saying this in comparison, but like the Healthy Holly book that Catherine Pugh wrote and she got in trouble for. It's going to be like that. And I wanted to go into schools so we can help the kids, you know, with bullying, racism, things like that. But I want to talk about something, y'all, that, like I said, it's been a pretty eventful weekend. And there's three topics that I want to talk about. And I, like I said, I had a full plan, a full show that I'm not even going to go by that. I'm not going by this. I'm not doing this show that I prepared. I'm just going to freestyle for y'all today because it's a couple things that really offended me. So let's go on. Where did I see it at? I gotta remember what site I saw. I think it was on site. You know, I love it's on site. This child needs Jesus. Y'all, I am not... this child needs Jesus. Let me read these comments real quick. I can't even look at the rest of the comments. Did y'all like... this child needs Jesus, y'all. I'm not even... This is a subject, a very touchy subject that I said I was not going to touch, but, and I'm still not going to touch it because I don't know this child. I don't know this child, anything that this child is doing. First of all, two dead and more than 20 injured in Miami mass shooting at a banquet hall. Let's click on, this is from my friends over at one site. Let's see what they got to say. Wait a minute, y'all. Where is the volume? Wait a minute. Oh, God, it done jumped off. Oh, there we go.
Dead, more than 20 hurt in a mass shooting just west of Miami Gardens. We want to get out to NBC's Sam Brock, who is on the scene in Miami-Dade County. Sam, what are you learning?
Listen, Lindsay, good morning. Candace, good morning. Been out here and have observed over the last several minutes or so over my shoulder. You'll see investigators congregated around a car. That's where this all happened. There's a banquet hall at the other end of this development. And guys, overnight, we learned that there were at least two people killed, another person who was in critical condition right now, according to Miami-Dade police, with 20 plus other people injured.
Okay, so it was like a mass shooting are at an all-time high, and Florida is being added to the tragic list as the state is the latest to experience a horrible shooting outside of a scheduled event at a banquet hall, police say. The shooting happened early Sunday, as police say three people got out of an SUV and began shooting indiscriminately into the crowd of people who were standing outside the scheduled event at an establishment on 186th Street in the Hialeah area of West Miami Gardens. My condolences to the people who lost a loved one at that event. Such senseless violence. So they say the police are searching for three suspects who fired into crowds. So the people are still on the loose. And it's busy. It was busy. Like, I woke up this morning. I'm like, oh my God. It's just a busy news day. What else is going on? So the FBI... it was a retired FBI agent alleges sealed court documents that and he revealed that Biggie's killer. He claims his murder was a cover-up. I thought they said this before. I really did. It was a cover-up. That's what they're saying, and I don't... Okay, let's just see. Ex-FBI agent Phil Carson, who worked the case for 2 years, spoke with the New York Post to say that the hit on the Brooklyn rapper was financed by Suge Knight and the hitman was Amir Muhammad with the help of LAPD. I thought that we already established that. I thought that they said that already. Like, I'm having a bad sense of deja vu, but I thought that's what it was. But let me continue reading. There were plenty of others who helped orchestrate it and allowed him to pull the trigger. Carson goes further to say that he had evidence of the alleged cover-up, but what shot down. I had evidence that LAPD officers were involved, and I was shut down by the LAPD and city attorney inside Los Angeles. Carson isn't the only person who claims to have seen these still documents. Film producer of the movie City of Lies. There's also a few people who have read the Steel Court documents. A 2003 FBI report obtained by the Post supports the claim of Carson and the filmmakers. Amir Muhammad, a.k.a. Harry Billups, the godparent of LAPD officer David Max, two children, has been identified by several sources as the trigger man. According to LAPD, the case remains open. And just like this girl said, we already knew this. So it's not new. Yeah, I thought we knew this already. This isn't new. You're just confirming what we all knew. You know what I'm saying? They said this before. You know what I mean? Like, anyway. So, parents of first graders heated over New York private school teaching them about masturbation. Now, at first, the title jumped out at me. And I said I was going to talk about it when I came back from my little sabbatical. But I'm like, okay, this and the other two stories that I said, you know what? I have to say something. I don't have kids, but I'm kind of on the fence about this because the cartoon is a cartoon, and basically it's educational, and it tells you about your body. Talk about the heart, the brain, the lungs, and also talk about your genitals. And so then one little boy just bust out with his genitals get big and it feel good when he touch it. And I'm just like, wait a minute. I was all for teaching kids about their body. You're supposed to know the parts of the body, but wait a minute. I didn't know in the first grade you get sexual. Okay, you get sexually aroused, I guess, a little boy, you know, his little wee-wee, but he would, I touch it and it feel good. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't have babies yet. Wait a minute. Can the babies stay babies for a little bit longer? And it's kind of weird to talk about this with your first grader, you know what I mean? Like, in the first grade, what are they, 5 or 6? They have an attention span of a gnat. So it's just like, I do not see myself, whenever I have children, I do not see myself saying anything to my children until they're like in their teens. I can't do it. I can't do it. If I ever have a baby, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. Sorry. Mm-mm. There's no way in hell. There is no way in hell that no way. Okay. Let's just go to the next story. Whatever you do with your children is totally fine. What I do with my children is my business. What you say to your children is your business. But I think that, you know, some kind of literature should have went out first because the parents did not know that this was happening. And the school is very prestigious. They pay a lot of money for their kids. And I'm just like, okay, I don't get it. But whatever floats your boat with your children. But a lot of parents are heated. I would have been one of those parents. And I feel as though that if they had them when they were like in the 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, when you're exploring something like that, which if my child wants to touch themselves, I have nothing to do with it. I mean, like, not when they're that little, you know, when they're teenagers, okay, you know, but we'll have that time when we come to it. But it's just like, with masturbation, I haven't had a show about masturbation. I don't ever think I had a show about it. I'm not against it for adults, you know, because sometimes you can break your magic better than somebody else can. And that's how you learn your body as an adult, to let another adult know how to please you, or you can please yourself, but a 6-year-old, I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, I was online this weekend. Like I said, it was a very busy news weekend. And I said, it's too many stories going on for me to pass this day. So I said, I'm going to seize this day on this Memorial Day. And I'm like, y'all know Memorial Day is my favorite holiday. So I work regardless. So I'm working on the novel. I'm working on the podcast. I'm working regardless, y'all. But I followed this young lady, and she's does keto. And I have been doing a lot of the keto recipes, but I'm not 100% keto because I still eat chips sometime from time to time. And like I said earlier in the broadcast, I do eat pasta from time to time, but I don't eat bread. Like, I had bread last weekend, so I will probably have bread tomorrow. Not tomorrow, today. I'm sorry, y'all. Today. With my hamburger. I bought the beef steak tomatoes, and I'm the only one in the family to eat tomatoes like that. So I will probably be eating my hamburger with tomatoes and, you know, I'll probably have bread, but that will probably be the only bread that I have this week. I don't know, because I'm going to be hooking up with my niece this weekend. I'm going to see one of my friends I haven't seen in a long time. So basically, y'all really can't say what I'm going to be eating this week, but I know that bread is not going to be one of them. And I have a doctor's appointment in like 2 weeks, which I'm totally proud of myself for going. But she was saying that how to potentially reverse PCOS with low carbs. And so PCOS, you have irregular periods, you can't get pregnant, you have acne, excess facial and body hair, and your obesity. And cause of treatment, it said PCOS is much more common in women with excess weight. PCOS is much more common in women with excess weight, type 2 diabetes, previous gestational diabetes, and other conditions related to insulin resistance. This also includes hypertension and cholesterol abnormalities. And as well, it is well known that lifestyle changes resulting in weight loss can improve PCOS symptoms, as can the type 2 diabetes drug metformin. Given the strong connection to excess weight, high insulin levels, and other metabolic problems, a low-carb diet is potentially ideal for reversing PCOS. So, this actual article said that in 2005, researchers followed 11 women with PCOS as they went on a keto diet for 6 months. Now, I don't have PCOS. The 5 women who completed the study lost weight and improved their hormonal status and perceived amount of body hair. What's more, 2 other women became pregnant during the study despite previous infertility problems. So you can reverse it and you can get pregnant. I'm like, okay, I'm all for it. Anything for my baby. Anything for my babies. Anything for my babies. Anything. So I kind of feel like, y'all, as I've always said, that this is just for me. I'm not a doctor, but for me, I feel like, you know, this is a part of my journey, and I'm very transparent when it comes to my fertility issues. So I'm happy that I'm on the right path, you know, and it's even making it even more like, you're doing this for your babies, you're doing this for your husband, because once you finally meet him and you finally get to know him and you guys want to have babies and everything, you probably won't have as many problems as if I started back then. Now I would not do that. I'm like, I can't do this. So I don't have my IUD, and everybody knows my IUD is out. And my doctor told me that everything, oh, my doctor sent me a message. I forgot to look at it. I'll look at it when I get finished this. Because I told her that I feel so much better. Like, y'all, I feel 100% better now that the IUD is out. I don't have any pain, no cramping, no bleeding, no nothing. Y'all, and remember I told you guys it was in my endocervical canal. It was trying to come out. like a part of it, like a small part of it. And that's where that was coming from. I feel so much better. Like, I got my period. I have it for like 4 days and it left. And now I'm good. Like, I'm good. So I don't have no polyps. Everything is gone. Everything has been reversed. So now we just keep trying to get rid of these diabetes. And we're going to try, you know, see what the, a difference. When did I start this? January? Well, let's go. February, March, April, May, June. 5 months. What 5 months did. I'm so proud of myself. And you guys were on this journey with me. So the next thing, you're going to keep going. We're not going to stop, y'all. Because my glucose was 151. And it was 153 the other day. So 151 Sunday night. I haven't checked it today, but it was 151 Sunday night. And I had roasted. I got another recipe. It was roasted broccoli, sour cream and cheese, and bacon bits. And it's like loaded broccoli without the potato. It's delicious, y'all. And I'm going to eat that. You know, I love broccoli. I'm a broccoli girl. I love salads. I love carrots. I'm making zucchini and cabbage today. So, yeah, and my family, y'all can have all the potato salad, but don't eat all the eggs. So I think that was a really good article. It really got my spirits going. All right, now what else are we going to talk about today? I got to type this in, y'all. Okay, so let's read this. This is from my friends over at The Insider. This has been getting a lot of buzz this weekend, y'all. And we know why this is happening. I don't need to say why. But Nikki Haley called Vice President Kamala Harris unprofessional and unfit for telling people to enjoy the long weekend. Bitch. How did a tweet about the vice president wishing everybody have a happy Memorial Day, a long weekend, when you motherfuckers don't even want to get a panel together to discuss the insurrection on January 6th? That's all the fuck I'm saying. You motherfucking hypocrites. You a bunch of goddamn hypocrites. There's nothing going on. No kind of scandal and shit. But they said there was some scandal with Kamala Harris. But I don't know about that. I don't know her like that. You know, they said that she slept her way to the top. But that's none of my business. And I don't know, allegedly. That's what Joe Brown said the other day. I don't like that. But, y'all, this is the vice president of the United States. We're going to hold her at high regard. So you mean to tell me that she cannot wish nobody have a happy long weekend? And y'all motherfuckers don't even want to like get a panel together to discuss the insurrection on January 6th? Are you insane, motherfuckers? Y'all motherfuckers are insane. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go into it anymore because this is my show. This is my opinion. Y'all are insane. All of y'all are insane. Anybody who found that offensive, what about it's not the meaning of the weekend, then what was January 16th? Y'all bunch of hypocrite ass bitches. I can kiss the fattest part of my ass. Anyway, what the fuck is wrong with people? What is wrong with them? Yo, I this is why I try to stray away from politics, y'all. I just try to stray away from politics because they get on my nerves. I cannot stress that enough. They get on my damn nerves. Anyway, here go another one that really got on my nerves. And I'm out because I got shit to do today, y'all. But I just want to come in and say what's up to y'all. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? I hope y'all enjoy y'all long weekend. But they want to know the meaning of Memorial Day. That's not the meaning. But a lot of people have long weekends, Memorial Day. Black people don't go back to work till Tuesday. First of all, bitch, I don't got a job. So I'm enjoying my long weekend. And I know the reason for Memorial Day. And they can kiss my ass. But, you know, I'm just a podcaster. I'm a little podcast. I got me a cute little audience. And I love my audience. But, y'all, they get on my nerves, y'all. And I'm so sorry I strayed away from politics because they get on my nerves, y'all. They really do. All right, here's another topic there that's been up for debate since the dawning of time. Bonnets. Okay, how do I feel about bonnets? Personally, I don't have a bonnet. Secondly, I don't have a scarf. Like, when I am in the house, I wear a scarf. That's because I'm not wearing a wig, or my hair is not done, or I'm not wearing a hat. Sometimes when I'm in the house, I wear a hat. But when I leave out, I don't wear... If I'm on my porch or in the backyard, yeah, I wear a scarf or whatever. But I don't own bonnets. I don't. I really don't. I have one scarf. And I have Richard's scarf. I don't know why I have Richard's scarf. I'm about to burn it, but... But I have his scarf. Like, I don't know why I have his scarf. Richard, why do I have your scarf? Richard, come get your scarf. But anyway, it's been a debate about bonnets all weekend. And Monique, she went online. You know, Monique, the actress from The Parkers and Precious and all the other movies that she's been in that I cannot name right now. I'm just so plain. She was Def Comedy Jam. She's a comedian, queen of comedy. She's the best. Okay. I really like her. And, she's very sweet. And she was saying that a lot of the girls have given her the name Auntie. And that's the highest form of respect coming from a young generation or whatever. So Moni basically was saying that she was in, I forgot what she said she was. And she went to the airport and she saw bonnets. She saw a lot of sisters with bonnets on. I've never seen that in the airport, but be as though I haven't been on a plane in 4 years. But whenever I travel, I dress leisurely. You know, you want to be comfortable in the airplane. You want to be as comfortable as possible. But I'm not wearing those slippers and no bonnet to the airport, y'all. I'm sorry. You never know who you're going to run into in the airport. And first of all, it's a representation of yourself. Okay? So it's like a heated debate going on right now. Which people, I don't give a damn. Okay? I'm just giving my opinion. You know what I mean? But we, here in the Black community, I feel as though we cannot be corrected. Like this one lady, young lady said. And it kind of struck me as, okay... She told Monique to mind her business, and she said they could be going to Spain for a 9-hour flight. First of all, let's see how long a flight to Spain is, because this really made my ass itch. That made my ass itch. 10 hours and 1 minute. From Spain to United States. From United States to Spain. 10 hours in a minute. And this girl said, oh, but they could be going to Spain on a 9-hour flight. Okay, bitch. First of all, it's 10 hours to get to Spain, bitch. Second of all, they don't look like they going to Spain. They look like they either going, like the girl said, look like they going to Miami. But, here I go playing devil's advocate. But, some women get their hair done at, you know, they get their hair done and they don't know how to do their hair. So they leave their pin curls in. They leave their wrap wrapped up. You know what I mean? Until they get to where they're going. And like, you know, when you travel, you know, you're so tired. It depends on where you're going. Like, let's say like this is your first flight and you're going from Baltimore to Las Vegas. I remember I slept 18 hours. Yes, I did. It was 6 days, 7 days, 6 nights in Las Vegas, which was too long. That made my ass itch. Like, that made my ass itch just thinking about it. So, it was like, if you're on a plane for a couple of hours and you get bad jet lag. And like I did, I was in Vegas. I fell asleep at 3 o'clock Las Vegas time. And I didn't wake up till like 7 or 8 the next day. Yeah, so I slept from 3 o'clock in the afternoon all the way till about 9 o'clock the very next day. So I slept for about 18 hours. I almost slept for a whole day. So now I'm a hairdresser, so I can do my hair. I didn't put no scarf on my head. I didn't put no bonnet on my head or anything. And most of the time when we go on vacation, you know, we're just relaxed anyway. Like, my vacation is in 2 weeks. I'm not going down to the ocean with no goddamn bonnet on. No. But like I said, I could see if that were the case. If you got pin curls or wrap and you got somewhere to be and it's hot and you don't want to mess up your hair. But come on, y'all. It's about representation. It's about representation of yourself. Because I know I'm 42, going on 43. And when I leave at the house, my mother still chastises me about how I look. And she like, pull your dress down, fix your hair, fix your collar, this and that, da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. I'll do that. I don't have a problem being corrected. But I just don't see how some people just took total offense to what Monique said. Oh, you need to mind your business. Oh, you apparently must be the one that walk outside with a bonnet on. I don't want to talk about it anymore, y'all, because it's making my ass itch. It's making my ass itch. Why is it making my ass itch? Is it making your ass itch too? It's really making my ass itch. And the final topic of the day, there was this young lady who was on she was on TikTok, and they were talking about names and restaurants that you absolutely can't go to. So respectfully, she ran down her list of restaurants that she would never go to, and she said Olive Garden. Okay, I get that, Olive Garden. But the last time I went to Olive Garden, it was kind of good. But Olive Garden's not a place that I would frequent. Plus, I eat at home. I make my own food. Then she's talking about Fridays, Applebee's, and Hooters. I didn't even know Hooters was still around, y'all. What else did you say? Red Lobster. You're a fucking lie, bitch. Red Lobster. Cheddar Bay Biscuits is life. Red Lobster is really good. I haven't been in about 4 or 5 years. But the last time I went, it was pretty good. I went for my birthday. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it myself. But it's not a restaurant I will frequent all the time. And she was on the list of places where she doesn't want to go. And respectfully, you know, I disagree because I love Cheesecake Factory. You can kiss my ass. I love Cheesecake. I love Cheesecake and I love the Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory, to me, I was there like a month ago. It was a vibe. You know, I was outside on the patio in bougie-ass Towson, Maryland. It was like, I think it was near Mother's Day or something, or whatever the case may be. It was a vibe. I was outside. It was nice. You know, me and the server, we vibed. It was real cool. The drinks are good. My food was good. My appetizers I really didn't care for, but I was hungry. And, you know, I wanted a piece of cheesecake. So I said, you know what, let me get this. But I enjoyed myself. It was really good. I used to go to Cheesecake Factory all the time. I got that burger with the fried cheese. That was delicious, y'all. That was really good. What else? And I was going through the comments, and a lot of people were saying Waffle House, Denny's. Respectfully, I like Denny's. I like Bob Evans. But someone said Roof Chris. And I'm like, they always going after Roof Chris. I said, I'm not even going to pay them any attention. Because people are always going after Roof Chris. They said, oh, it's overpriced. It's overcharged. Oh, you been. One girl said Roof Chris serves Cornish hens. I don't know what Roof Chris you been to, bitch. But my Roof Chris, every time I go to Roof Chris, I have a wonderful time. But, you know, that's how people are. I think people like totally put people down, put places down that they have not been to, or trying to make it seem like it's not all that, because those are the places that they don't frequent. But I never hear people talk about going to Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay restaurant is life. Gordon Ramsay downtown at the casino is life. I was there a couple months ago. I had some risotto that was delicious. The scallops was awesome. You know, the Brussels sprouts. I never had Brussels sprouts in my adult life. And they were busting, like my niece would say. But we go to Gordon Ramsay all the time. They never talk about restaurants like that, like Guy Fieri's restaurant. Or, see, I'm a foodie. I'm a real foodie. And Jayeta restaurant, it was really good. The one that I miss the most is Aaron Sanchez restaurant. Johnny Sanchez. Oh. I used to go down there, like, all the damn time. Like, it's on the second floor. And they used to have salsa nights. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was wonderful. I used to go down there so much, and I used to just sit, because when I used to go with my aunt, and it was around the time my uncle passed away, may he rest in peace, so great. She asked me that I wanted to go to the casino with her. And I went, and then, like, once I played and I won like $80. And I'm going to sit down, I'm $80. And I would go to the bar. I would go sit at the bar, I would go right to Johnny's Sanchez, and I would sit right down. And then when they had like salsa night, I would stand there watching them salsa, them girls in them nice salsa outfits. They was dancing. The food was incredible. The food was so incredible. But I think the last time we went was before they closed. It was lagging a little bit. You know, we actually sat in the restaurant. Like, we actually sat down. It was lagging. But the food was still great. The drinks was awesome. My aunt loves the bartender Charles. I told her he was still down there. But the restaurant that he worked at, Jida's, is no longer. I don't even know if it's coming back. You know, it was such a beautiful restaurant. I think, like, the pandemic hit and a lot of the restaurants, you know, having a little trouble bouncing back. But I'm pretty much sure, you know, the restaurant industry will bounce back eventually. But Arun Sanchez restaurant, y'all, the only thing I did not like was the cake. It was too sweet. The tres leche, whatever, cake with the three kinds of milk. Oh, it was really sweet. And now I had a cold. And I remember the bartender gave me a hot tidy, and it opened up my nostrils and everything. And I had that cake. I said, like, oh, this is too sweet. But the burritos was good. Oh, my God. The food was just so damn good. I never hear people talk about, like, going to Jeff Zakarian restaurant or Marcus Samuelson restaurant, which I got to get to Red Rooster. I got to get to Red Rooster. I have to find me a Red Rooster, because let me tell you something. I've seen pictures, and I've heard a lot of good things about those restaurants. But they don't even talk about those restaurants. People always talk about Applebee's Fridays. Of course you're not going to Applebee's and Fridays. You think the kids at Applebee's and Fridays. Like, I think that basically what Applebee's and Fridays basically get a bad rap, because it's not the best food. But it's not the best, but it's good enough for, like, if you Friday night happy hour, get some wings and a drink, or the kids want to go there to get some chicken tenders and fries, and like the ambiance, it's not a bad restaurant to take kids to or to go out on a date. It's not a bad restaurant. I'm saying Fridays is ass, because I can eat everything off of Friday's menu, and I done had enough of it. So that's my fault. Applebee's, I ate everything off of Applebee's menu. So I can't say that Applebee's is bad, but people say that Applebee's are bad. But I've been to those restaurants before. The restaurants these people are talking about putting down, I'm just like, okay, it is kind of bad. But y'all, like, I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. I'm not even going to say it's bad. But it served this purpose with me. And I just don't go no more, because first of all, I'd rather eat at home. But like, if I were to go out on a date or something with a gentleman, he wanted to take me to Applebee's or Fridays, you think I'm getting offended? Hell no. Bob Evans. I wish the buffets were still open. But y'all can have free food. Y'all can have all them fancy, smanchy, hoity-toity restaurants. And like, I think that you should go to those places for like special occasions. You know, I don't think that Roof Quiz is a place that you would go, like, every Friday night. Friday's some place you would go every Friday night. Roof Quiz is, like, anniversary, birthday, girls' night out. I had girls' night out, and then 2 weeks later, I was there for my birthday. Mother's Day, Father's Day, you know, a wedding rehearsal. A job. You know, got a new job, divorce party or something like that. You know, that's what I think those places are. Like, we're going to Ocean Air Seafood Room. And I got to get my list together for that to see who's actually going to go. I really don't know how many people can go, because I don't think, we're not at 100% in Baltimore yet. So I have to see, like, who's going to come to my party. But places like that, you go for special occasions. It's just not like, oh, let's go Friday night to Ocean Air Seafood Farm. What's the occasion? I don't know. Nothing. I just want to go. I mean, you can do that. Take yourself on a date. You don't do those restaurants all the time because you're going to get sick of them. Like Ruth Chris, I don't have to go to Ruth Chris no more for the rest of the year. But I'm going to go. But, you know, that's one of my favorite restaurants. It really is. But all right, y'all. I've been on here so long because I said I wasn't going to be in here that long. But I've been on here for 45 minutes. All right, y'all. Y'all take care of yourself. Y'all enjoy your Memorial Day. Enjoy your long weekend with your family and friends. And I'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.